the foretelling of the end of days. Gabriel brings an answer, 539 BC. Daniel 9 verse 20, while I was still speaking and praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my plea before the Lord my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, verse 21, while I was still speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, came, to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. Daniel 9 verse 22, and he instructed me and talked with me and said, Daniel, I have come now to give you insight with understanding. Verse 23. At the beginning of your pleas the command was issued, and I have come to tell you, because you are highly esteemed, so pay attention to the message and gain understanding of the vision. 70 weeks and the Messiah. Verse 24. 70 weeks, 490 years according to the Jewish Hebrew calendar, have been decreed for your people and your holy city, to finish the wrongdoing, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for guilt, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Daniel 9 verse 25. So, you are to know and understand that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, until Messiah the Prince, there will be 7 weeks, 49 years according to the Jewish Hebrew calendar. And 62 weeks, 434 years according to the Jewish Hebrew calendar. It will be built again, with streets and moat, even in times of distress. Daniel 9 verse 26. Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing, the crucifixion of Jesus, and the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The invading armies of Rome destroyed the second Jewish temple in 70 AD. And its end will come with a flood. There are three references to a coming flood in eschatological scriptures, Daniel 9:24ff, which refers to an army or a flood of people, Matthew 24:37ff, which refers to Noah's flood, Revelation 12:13ff, which is a metaphor referring to the woman, Israel, the dragon, Satan, and the child, the Messiah, Jesus. All three instances are examples of the principles of God's judgment, the purpose of God's judgment. The personalities in God's judgment, when put together, reveals a complete picture of what is to come in the last days. Even to the end, there will be war, there have always been wars, and there will be wars even to the end of days. They will increase in intensity and severity and will overlap with other seal judgments. Desolations are determined. Daniel's prophecy reveals some of the actions of the Antichrist, the ruler who will come. Verse 27 says, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1:7. However, in the middle of the 7, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation in the temple. Jesus warned of this event in Matthew 24 verse 15. After the Antichrist breaks the covenant with Israel, a time of great tribulation begins, Matthew 24 verse 21, NKJV. Daniel 9 verse 27, and he, the Antichrist, will confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week, 7 years according to the Jewish Hebrew calendar. This is the final 7 years of Daniel's 70 weeks and the 7 years of the Great Tribulation. But in the middle of the week, 3.5 years according to the Jewish Hebrew calendar, this is the midpoint of the Great Tribulation, marked by the blowing of the sixth tribulation trumpet, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wing of abominations will come the one who makes desolate, until a complete destruction, one that is decreed, gushes forth on the one who makes desolate. This is the desecration of the temple altar, or the abomination of desolation. Michael brings news of the time of the end, 539 BC. Daniel 12 verse 1, now at that time Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time. Jesus repeats these words to his disciples in Matthew 24 verse 21, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will again. Verse 22. And if those days had not been cut short, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect those days will be cut short. And at that time your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. Daniel 12 verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. And those who have insight will shine like the glow of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. John 5 verse 25, tells us, truly, truly, I say to you, a time is coming and even now has arrived, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Verse 26. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself, verse 27, and he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when MG 17:22, 37:39 equals, all who are in the tombs will hear his voice, verse 29, and will come out, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the bad deeds to a resurrection of judgment. A record of the fulfillment of Daniel 12 verses 1-2 is found in Mark 15 verse 50, where we read, And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and gave up his spirit. Verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. Verse 52. Also, the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Verse 53. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Daniel 12 verse 4, But as for you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal up the book until the end of time, many will roam about, and knowledge will increase. The mystery of the words recorded in Daniel chapter 12 remained secret, unrevealed and unexplained, until Jesus, the Messiah, revealed them. See the link below here. Now we can know. Next, click here for The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.